Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Standing along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
I've been watching some Partridge Family reruns. They don't age well.
They don't, huh?
there's one of those stations that fixates on a show from the early 70s or late 60s, or maybe even late 70s, and it just shows them for like 4 or 5 days, and the Partridge Family was on for a while there. I was a big Partridge Family fan as a kid, but it doesn't age like you think. Yeah, the jokes are not quite for me anymore.
I find that true with songs, too. Songs I used to like as a kid, and I'll run across them on iTunes or whatever.
Sometimes they're not as full-bodied as you remembered,
right.
Yeah.
Dial them up.
Right.
Didn't quite stand the test of time.
Exactly, right. Craig's in the house, trying to be happy today. Nick Allen, he's a pick-me-up.
Man, if Nick's a pick-me-up to you.
I'm being sarcastic, ooh, obviously. He'll be here later on.
But somebody's out there who it is.
Petey Mac.
A tendency to surround ourselves with pick-me-ups.
Craig has a story we'll get to in a little bit here about, whenever you want to, by the way, the habits of unhappy people or something like that. It's a Forbes, yeah. It's a Forbes story. I read it yesterday a little bit, and I thought of us and our audience.
Yeah. So, see, just the way you present it. It sounds like it's just a handbook on how to be unhappy.
Well, it says what you do that makes you unhappy. And I think we do. I don't remember them all now, but I remember two or three off the top of my head that I know we do. I know I do.
Yeah. Is there anything that you do that makes you unhappy that you don't want to stop doing?
Well, I don't... we'll get into it then.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Did they mention alcohol?
No, they didn't.
No, alcohol's not in that.
No, okay.
Alcohol's not in that.
Because,
no.
Whatever I read the depression stuff, you're supposed to stop, with the alcohol.
And this is depression. This is daily. This is unhappy. It's two different things.
And I think if you read it the wrong way, Todd, I think you could look at it as a here's how to be unhappy. But I think they're assuming that you want to be happy.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
They're assuming that you're going to read this and go, oh, I should stop doing these things.
Exactly. They take that approach.
And you should. I mean, you really should.
Yeah.
I've noticed what those things are.
You know what? A lot of people don't want to be happy.
Well, that's on them.
I'm convinced a lot of people just want to be unhappy, just want to have something to bitch about.
Well, you've been on Facebook lately.
Yeah, yes. That's Facebook, which I avoid completely.
Oh, you've been on social media.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I had to block a troll on Twitter yesterday. That's the first time I had to do that on Twitter. It's starting to bleed on the Twitter a little bit.
Some
guy hates the show. Hates the host show and everything about it.
I
just blocked him.
Accomplished one of his Twitter goals yesterday. That conservative chick, Tommy Lahren.
Who's just the horrible, horrible beast.
He makes it a point to get on her Twitter account and insult her every day. And the other day, she finally blocked him.
I know. I love your side. I love Ryan about that. That's cool to get blocked by her.
Now, how do you find out? Is there a screen?
That's a good point. How do you know if you're...
Oh, I think the next day when he went to go and, tweet at her, it probably said, you're blocked.
Right,
okay,
right.
So I'm surprised you didn't take a screenshot of that. That's the crowning jewel right there.
Yeah, it is.
You should take a screenshot of that and put it up on Facebook.
Well, I blocked a guy with four followers from Omaha that hates us. I just blocked him.
Oh, so that's four more followers we won't have.
No, I blocked him.
Yeah, but
he had four followers. Oh, that's right.
Pretty good chance.
No, his friends might like the show.
His followers.
He had no reason. He just hated us.
Well, I looked at that guy's show. I looked at that guy's profile.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I clicked over to his page.
Yeah,
and
I blocked him.
We apparently, he's all high and mighty. We don't retweet enough amateur milfs for him.
Oh, so that's what he's into.
That's all it was.
Yeah, but he
was retweeted amateur chicks.
Well, I know that, but
he
hates our
boobs
show.
On Twitter.
You think a guy like Amateur Mills would like this show?
You would think.
I mean, that's pretty much, we have that agreement.
Well, we must do it.
Not enough.
Right. We probably don't show enough vagina.
No. He didn't like the show. This guy didn't like the show. Right. That's just what puss that he's into.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the show. Maybe he's unhappy. Maybe we can pick him up this morning if he's still listening.
And he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course he is.
Picking him up,
making him feel good. Yeah.
Oh, here's an email from. It's another brother. There's three brothers who have tried the Hong Kong Moist.
Lincoln, Pittsburgh, and where's this guy calling from?
This is Norfolk, Nebraska.
All right, they spread out.
I guess since my two brothers decided they would try it. The Hong Kong Moist. I'd give it a run, too.
Moist.
Yeah. Travis in Pittsburgh.
That's reaching around, grabbing your wife's boobs, and go honk honk with your hands, and then go, I'm moist in her ear. Say,
Matt,
I'm moist.
In Lincoln and Adam in Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Virginia, but I'm guessing Nebraska.
No, it's not.
No,
he specifies.
It's Nebraska. Tonight, after
he lost wife, that bet, didn't he?
Yeah, I finished putting our son to bed. I walked up behind her as she came out of his room and gave her a sampling of the honk honk.
I'm moist.
Problem is, I didn't tell her what it meant and also didn't announce my presence behind her. I had no idea she was going to be able to throw an elbow my way so quickly. Knocked my glasses off my face, and it felt like maybe I broke my nose for a few minutes. My word of advice is to talk to your wife about honk, honk.
Hang on.
I'm moist.
Before trying it out.
First of all, ladies, try it with your man. If you're a listener and your man's not, reach around, grab one honk, go honk. And say,
I'm moist.
That might work better for you.
That'll work every time.
Yes, it will.
Every time.
Don't honk too hard. Could hurt.
Or, grab his ass cheeks.
No, grab the junk. We're grabbing the boobs, grab the junk. Well, we're not grabbing her junk. You're right. Could be ass cheeks.
Just grab anything.
Yeah.
We're happy whatever you grab.
Yeah, if she says that to you, it doesn't matter what she's touching.
Yeah, right. You're right. The moist part is the key
you're
word.
You're just grateful and you're ready.
That she says,
I'm moist.
We need a woman saying that on this show. We'd actually need a woman.
Yeah.
Always. Not a hermaphrodite.
We could ask a girl in the hallway, but we might get sued. We need a female voice to say, I'm moist.
We can hire one.
But once again, I'm afraid to talk to anybody anymore.
Bush, you know one.
I've stopped myself 1,000 times since from saying anything to anybody.
From just saying anything.
Anything. I was telling these guys earlier off the air that I said, we have a running photos that run in this building of everybody that works here on a screen. And I don't know why they do, but they run continuously. And there's one photo of a girl who I think is probably one of the better photos. Because I've even seen really good-looking girls in the hallway that those photos come off bland because they're whitewashed. You know, just they're horrible-looking photos in general. And I wanted to tell her, I said, you know, you got the best photo up there. I saw her photo, and I saw her like a minute later, but I didn't even say that. And that's innocent.
Quite innocent.
So we can't even call anybody in and say, I'm moist on the microphone. I did read an article this morning, though, that the Ryan Seacrest incident might be Me Too's limitation moment.
Really?
That's what the article said. That it said there might be limitations to Me Too when with Ryan, not because of Ryan Seacrest, just because they said he hit on a girl for a little bit and she probably was flirting back and we moved on.
Well,
that's what they're saying. You know, we talked about that.
We've hit there
might be
a limit.
There might. Well, that's the article. I didn't write it. I didn't say it. I'm just saying the article said that critical mass. Well, I didn't use the word critical mass, but the limitations of Me Too might be. We're not necessarily him because he's a star, because a lot of stars that got taken down, is they might have looked into it and said, hey, he just hit on her, she hit on him, and yeah.
Well, here's Deb, who has tried it, apparently.
She can say it. We can use her clip.
Yeah.
I don't have a very cool voice or a very sexy one, but I did try the female version of Hong Kong, I'm moist.
What'd you grab on the on your man or your lady?
Can I? Balls.
Oh, okay. You were about to say, can I say it? You just went and said it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, I fondled them. I didn't really, give a good squeeze.
Okay, good, because that would hurt. Okay, go ahead. So you do that. And does he listen to the show?
Yes, he's probably listening right now. Okay, I'm going to catch hell later.
So when you did it, he got it?
I got it.
No. Of course you did. He got what you meant, right?
Well, no, not for, I had to say, because sometimes he has to listen later on because of his job.
Got it. All
and
right.
And he, well, I got it.
All
and
right.
He thinks it's funny. So. And yeah, it was, but don't, at first when you try it, don't sound like the Roadrunner. That did not go over
okay.
well.
What'd you do? What'd you go?
Meep, meep, meep.
Yep. Meep, meep.
Maybe
yep.
oh no no yeah honk. It's got to be honk honk
honk, honk.
Yeah it's got it well aruga. Especially when you grab down there because it's you got to make the appearance that it's big.
That's true. So. You can't go beep beep and grab his junk. That makes it sound like it's small.
Yeah
good
yeah
point.
So all right. All right. Okay well thanks guys
good.
Have a great day.
You too.
I'm moist
just hearing that.
Well you just like to hear that there's a woman that was the aggressor.
Can I say balls
in that instance? She was the aggressor.
Can I say balls? I love that. Can I say balls? Yeah you just said it.
Oh, she didn't even complete the sentence.
She went, can I, balls.
Can I, balls.
You're right, it works every time. Sure. Honk, I'm moist.
So you mentioned Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, I didn't see the whole article, but yeah, that was it. Yeah.
All right. What's well, here's now? One.
Okay.
Mark Cuban.
Yes.
Yep. See what he's getting.
Well, his head of his basketball.
No, no, got, no, no.
Oh,
no,
he's
no.
getting. No,
an alternative newspaper in Oregon.
Got it.
Reports that a woman filed a sexual assault complaint against billionaire Mark Cuban nearly 7 years ago. All right, so get this one. The woman reportedly told police in 2011 that Cuban groped her under her clothes when they posed for a picture in a Portland bar. The woman said that she asked to take a picture with Cuban, who was in Portland for a game between the Mavs and the Trailblazers. Cuban has denied, or Cuban said, nuh-uh, and the DA at the time, back then, said that there was not enough evidence to file charges.
So was it a honk-honk on her ass?
Well, how do you know?
I know.
They don't specify.
They're taking a picture.
They don't give us enough details.
Well,
I suppose we could
okay, look
at
but at the same time, you can... They can both be telling the truth.
We talked about that with that radio guy and Taylor Swift. His hands behind her in a photo where you put your hands behind people when you're taking photos.
Yes.
Well, you don't see it, right. And by the way, Mark
and
Cuban.
It could have been an accident.
And Mark Cuban is worth $1 zillion, so she might have saw, hey,
right.
cash.
It could have been an accident. He could have been drunk. He might have no earthly. He may have, you know, not had any idea where his hand was.
And you're right. He's not Harvey Weinstein. That's a great. I mean, there's got to be limitations. Where what a guy did and then what he does.
But.
Is he a serial groper? Apparently not.
Yeah. Who knows what actually happened?
Right, right.
But from what we know, but just from that information, how are you going to prosecute a guy for that?
You're not. So they probably said we couldn't prosecute at the time.
Now not enough evidence.
And now she's coming back forward.
Yeah. Well, no.
Oh, she's not? Okay.
This paper is only reporting that this happened in 2011,
got
that
it.
She filed a report
I
in 2011.
They found it. It was public knowledge, obviously.
Yeah. yeah. Right. So, what do you do?
Well, I think what you're going to, you know, we're pretty forgiving men, and I think what women have to worry about sometimes is the hardcore right-wing men, or just men in general that are asshats, are going to see these incidents and say, see, what's the big deal? Well, when you should realize there are degrees, like what Matt Damon said and got shredded for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
He got shredded for it.
Yeah. And
I'm not saying anything's right. I'm just saying there are degrees.
But there was a deluge for quite a while there. And anytime you got that deluge coming, there's going to be a backlash.
Yeah. You're right. Right.
It's inevitable.
So...
Not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's human nature. Mm-hmm. After you get bombarded with so much information.
If you're drunk in a bar, you might squeeze somebody. Jesus. You forgot you did it because you were drunk in a bar.
And by the way, we have to learn that that's not an excuse either.
No, it's not an excuse.
Well, I say we, people.
Hypothetically, this girl might have been really friendly with Mark Cuban, too. Rich guy, single guy at the time. He's not single, but he's rich, and he hangs out. He drinks a lot.
She may have been groping him
exactly,
at the time.
Exactly, right. They might have just been saying, you're cute. Oh, you're hot, blah, blah, blah. You
know? Yeah, all right. See you later.
See you later, right.
But I think to our credit, we can't get inside those guys' heads.
Well, a drunk guy grabbing an ass, I can get in that guy's head.
No, none of us see
that. I never did it, but I can see it happening.
None of us here are grab asses.
No, but if a girl
wants... That's true.
But you know what? That's true. We're
really?
not. But if a girl's interested in you... and you were at a bar with her, you grabbed her ass. If you're together, if you're starting to flirt and you're totally flirting, then
and everybody knows you are.
Well, and you both know you are. Let's go with right. that. You both know you're into each other. Then that does happen.
Oh yeah,
that
we'll
does
go
happen.
Ahead.
Does
yes.
They will go ahead and grab ass.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. So this in this situation, I don't know. She might have been flirting with him.
Yeah, from the limited information
right.
that we have.
Right. But even that radio guy eventually got a gig. He's in Pig's Knuckle, Tennessee
well, yeah,
somewhere.
He is, yeah. I mean, oh, did he? He's
making
under
four
the
bucks.
Pig's
he's
Knuckle.
He's making $4 an hour somewhere,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, he's under the pig's toenail.
He was in Denver, probably making a, you know, just at least making a livable wage, but now he's not. But he's back in the biz. And it yeah. took one guy. Good for that guy to have hired him, though. I mean, that's pretty for a guy to stand by a dude.
Well, he was getting a deal on a guy on a veteran.
Yeah, that's true.
Got him. He got a deal on a veteran.
Right.
You know, what
in Pig's Knuckle, Tennessee.
Yeah, I think it was Mississippi, but
it was
still.
Pretty small market. I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Another member of the Trump administration leaving. The White House confirmed that Chief Economic Advisor Gary Cohn stepping down.
He had this.
He does not support the tariffs yeah. on steel and aluminum.
Well,
he
clearly, says real Republicans
could,
don't.
He said it could spark a worldwide trade war.
According to pretty much every economist that knows what they're talking about.
Is what we hear.
Yeah, mainstream Republicans don't like this move. They don't like the trade thing. The tariff.
Yeah.
It's funny that they played a clip this morning. It was Trump before Cohn quit yesterday. Cohn was going to quit during the Charlottesville because Cohn's Jew. And he almost quit then, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, and he probably should have, but he didn't. He didn't want to hang around and help out, I guess. But Trump was doing a mask. I always feel bad for those guys they bring in from different countries that aren't that important, where the president has a dual thing with them, and that's the only time to get the president. And they don't ask him about Sweden. They ask him about everything else. And the guy always has to stand there. Yesterday, I think it was Sweden yesterday.
I think so.
The other guy just has to stand there. Okay, here comes the questions. And I just stand here because they're not going to ask him about Sweden.
No.
So they asked him, and he goes, everybody wants to work at the White House. Everybody, tremendous. No. And then they played a clip of pretty much this morning coming in on the radio. Everybody that quit in the past year. And it was just nonstop.
Yeah. Is there anybody left?
Well, they got to keep hiring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there are still people working there.
Family
it's,
members.
It's, they're diving, yeah. they're diving off a ship.
And Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah. People, they were saying this morning that people were worried about wanting to get on that train right now because of lawyer fees. You get involved with that train, you might be going down with something, and it's going to cost you some money to get out.
Well, they just said yesterday yeah. Flynn had to put his house up for sale.
Yeah, yeah.
To pay lawyer fees.
People joining the administration now are afraid to join.
Oh, sure,
they
yeah.
They would join now, it's... get sucked up in there, up lawyer fees.
What was Kellyanne Conway accused of?
She actually did. It was illegal. They said it was illegal. But the only person that can penalize her is the President of the United States.
Right.
It was a commission, the Hatch Act.
She, as a government employee, went on the air...
Vote for Roy Moore, basically.
And said, vote this way, not that way, yeah. in the Alabama race.
Yeah. And can't do that?
No, can't,
not
no.
as a government employee.
Called the Hatch Act.
She is a government employee.
Yeah. And an independent commission found her guilty of it.
Watchdogs.
Yeah, it's guilty. She's guilty, but the only person that can say anything about it is Trump, and he's saying she's cool.
Right.
So that's, yeah, but that, they're all facts here in case you're watching.
Other senators and representatives and the president
no.
openly promote other guys who are running for Congress.
That's a different kind of deal.
Yeah. Yeah, she was an employee, not elected official.
Okay.
There you
that's
go.
True. That's the difference, yeah.
Yeah. A guy really wants to get his name out there, and I'm not going to help him because I can't pronounce it.
Was that why? I liked it.
But he set a Guinness World Record for, chugging a bottle of ketchup.
16.
Oh.
How do you... That doesn't...
In under 30 seconds.
Well, that means it's going to be a squeeze bottle.
Glass bottle and a drinking straw.
Wow. Oh.
And no, you couldn't add water to it to make it a little smoother? Because that's a milkshake,
finished
basically.
Off 14 ounces of ketchup in... Just under 26 seconds.
That's some suction.
Oh,
that guy can. That guy can suck. Think about that.
That's not the only thing he can do.
By the way, what?
He has set up.
That's stick to the team. We're discussing that guy.
He must have that circular breathing down, too. You know, the old Kenny G thing.
I don't know.
He has set other world records.
He just got some sucking power, man. He's a hoover.
He has fit 88 grapes in his mouth.
Without breaking them.
At the same time.
Okay.
He has eaten 9.5 ounces of peanut butter in 60 seconds.
All right,
that's tough.
Oh,
that's
that
tough.
One's a little more quantifiable. You know, grapes can vary in size.
Yeah, still, it's a lot of grapes.
88 grapes, some guy can find smaller grapes and beat that.
I imagine he may have worked on that, because this guy works on world records.
Obviously.
He's not going to start with a large grape.
The peanut butter thing, you probably look like a lab with peanut butter in his mouth, too.
All right.
Sorry, Todd.
Creamy or crunchy?
He has the fastest time peeling and eating a grapefruit. And he has the most oranges peeled and eaten in 3 minutes.
So he's a food specialist.
He is a world record specialist. Has now chugged 14 ounces of ketchup out of a glass bottle.
And does he have a Guinness Book of World Records?
I like ketchup, but that's a lot of ketchup.
Right, at his disposal at all times?
He must.
Because he never knows when he's going to break a record.
No, I'm saying the guy knows when he's going to break it. Unless he's just trying all the time.
No.
Occasionally gets one.
You know, that's his deal. He practices, and then he knows who to call at Guinness.
And the consistency of the ketchup, the only thing you can think of would be like a thick milkshake, but that would give you a major headache. So you got to do the ketchup.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I'm going, well, 14 ounces of ketchup, that's not bad. But then
that's a lot
you think
ounces.
About all the practice.
Yeah.
All the other bottles of ketchup he
chugged
to get ready. Well,
I'm thinking of a 12-ounce glass of beer. They had 2 more ounces, all ketchup. That's a lot of ketchup. That's just bleh.
Like think a pint glass of, that's, ooh.
I like ketchup, though, but I couldn't do that.
No.
You know, even if you were going to set a world record?
Yeah, what do you get?
Even if you knew you were going to set a world record?
Oh, yeah, I'd do that. It's just ketchup. It tastes good. I don't care.
Well, but you have to practice.
Might lay in your gullet for a while, though.
Unless they made him use, like, store brand.
Yeah.
And then that's not cool.
I'm eating a bunch of french fries afterwards just to soak them up.
Well, the store brand might be, a little bit more watered down.
Yeah, you're
could
right.
Could be. But if you're going to, if you got to go for the good stuff, if you're going to have 14
it
ounces of ketchup.
I think it'd be easier to get watered down.
Yeah,
right?
You got to get the watered down kind.
Yeah.
But if you're going for taste, you'd want 14 ounces of some good barbecue sauce.
That's different. That's actually is like thinner, right? Yeah.
It's about the consistency. Similar consistency. Good barbecue sauce.
That's going to eat your stomach up, though.
And good ketchup. Yeah. That depends upon.
How about do 14 ounces of wasabi? Suck that down with a straw. See what happens to your ass then.
I've seen somebody try to do something like that.
Wasabi?
With wasabi.
Yeah, thinking it was guacamole.
No, there was a bet.
My dad did that.
There was a bet involved.
First time we took my dad to get sushi 4 or 5 years ago. He never had sushi. Yeah, he might have. And he saw that big hunk of wasabi.
Green stuff.
The green stuff. And he thought it was guac. Threw it in his mouth.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
so that's wasabi.
This was.
See, the good thing about wasabi, though, when you do something
like wasabi,
that.
I like wasabi, but yeah.
It is not sustained.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
But 12 ounces might be.
Sure. Like a habanero pepper would
be. It stays
be.
Forever, right?
That would hang around forever. Wasabi's more like horseradish, where it hits you pretty quickly.
It goes away, right?
Whoa.
Yeah, this was.
But sucking 12 ounces of wasabi out of a straw might hit you a little longer,
this
too.
This was a drunken bet on New Year's Eve.
How much?
It was a ball of wasabi, a little smaller than a golf ball. And a guy trying to do it, he's like, oh, I can do it, I can do it. Popped it in his mouth. He said his throat just closed off.
Don't you hate that when his throat closes off?
He had to pull it back out and try it in 2 chunks.
No, you like that.
At a certain point, yeah.
He ended up doing it. He ended up making it, but he had to do it in 2 chunks. But, like, his tears were green.
Anybody bet him any money? Any money out of this?
His tears were green.
Yes. I mean, it was he was not having a good time.
We know the dude?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No.
When your throat locks up, that would be like, a dog tying
so,
off.
Tom.
There you go. Throat lock.
Just relax.
Be like a dog what?
Yeah, when the dog ties off. You're locked in.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.